What happened in the Bangladeshi capital, Dhaka, on Friday night was shocking. Half a dozen attackers armed with guns, knives, and explosives stormed a cafe in the city's diplomatic zone. And by the time the siege was over, 20 people were dead, most of them foreign nationals. ISIS claimed responsibility for this attack, but Dhaka Tribune editor Zafar Soban says people in Dhaka are also stunned by what they're learning now.
The country is still reeling from the shock. First, of course, of the magnitude of this operation. Nothing like this has ever really been seen in the history of Bangladesh, though we've had isolated incidents. But more to the point, right now, the revelations of the attackers have absolutely left the country shell-shocked. It turns out that, as far as we can tell, the attackers who have been identified seem to be wealthy, upper-middle-class kids from good backgrounds, and this is something which we haven't seen before in Bangladesh.
What does it suggest that such a horrific attack might be carried out by members of the educated elite parts of Bangladeshi society?
It suggests that the simple, easy narrative, which is that, you know, poverty and lack of education is what's behind militancy, is really off the mark. And I think what we're dealing with now is what we have to come to terms with as a country, is that the problem is far more complicated and complex. And of course, I think this is a phenomenon we have seen elsewhere in the world. If you look in the West, oftentimes it is educated kids, you know, who have been leaving places like the UK and other parts of Europe to go fight in Syria. Mm. And we've never seen anything like this. Typically, the narrative in Bangladesh is that, you know, these kinds of crimes are committed by madrasa kids. Madrasas are religious schools, and they're typically attended by, you know, the poorest of the poor, the people who don't have any future. They're easy meat to be brainwashed and co-opted by terrorists and militants. And I think that it really calls into question the simple narrative and really makes us have to look very closely at, you know, what the motivations of these kids might be and how something like this could have happened.
ISIS has made claims for the attack, but Bangladesh's home minister said that the attackers belong to a local militant group. What's that all about?
I'm afraid, unfortunately, what we're seeing is this. The government appears to be in a state of denial about the transnational links to the terror activity we see in Bangladesh. It's been something which has gone on at least for the past year, and they have steadfastly denied it. We had hoped that with this latest attack, where the connections are so clear that it would not have been possible to continue to deny it, and perhaps it would have jolted the government out of its complacency. Unfortunately, that does not seem to have happened. And why the government continues to deny what it seems to be clear to any impartial outside analyst or observer remains a mystery. But it is quite clear that these claims of involvement by ISIS are genuine and very credible.
Would you say extremism is on the rise in Bangladesh?
I mean, I think it seems clear. Unfortunately, for the last year, there have been extremist activities have come at a steady clip. And this last activity is an exponential leap. And the fear is that this is just the start, that it's not going to end here. You know, the question obviously comes to your mind is, what exactly is the government doing? In the implication being that they really don't have a handle on this situation at all, in that future attacks are very likely, and they don't really have any capacity to stop this in the future.
Zafar Soban, editor of the Dhaka Tribune, speaking with us from Dhaka. Thanks very much, Zafar, for your time.
Thank you, Marco. It's my pleasure.